Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Brent Crow. Brent, are you ready to do this?
Man, if I'm on with George G, I don't have any other options. So, yes, sir.
Let's go. Brent is the Vice President of Student Leadership, or rather, the Vice President of Student Leadership University. He holds a doctorate in philosophy and two master's degrees. He is an author. His newest book is 10 Steps to Your Best Life, Connecting the New Normal to the Ancient Wisdom of Jesus. Brent, again, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure thing. Is George G a stage name? Is that what you, when you're in the clubs turning the tables, is it George G, or is that just what everybody calls you?
So I've never had the opportunity to do that, but now I simply must set the intention of going to the clubs and turning the tables and using that stage name or pseudonym. Yes.
It's too good. It's too good to waste.
You're going to have to report back. How did it go?
They chased me down the street.
Well, yeah, they did not let me in.
Yeah, there you go. Well, George, my name is Brent, and I live in the metropolis of a little cow town outside of Orlando, Florida. We're Floridians. We've been lived in Orlando for 17 years. And then about 2.5 years ago, for our own wellness, for our own contentment, for our own sanity, you may say, I decided to just kind of kick our present paradigm to the curb. And we moved to the country. We have 6 kids, which is people either really think that's a cool idea or highly irresponsible, one or two. Usually when I'm speaking somewhere, that gets a smile and a nod, which, you know, the people who just smile and nod are in their head going, that is so irresponsible that they would have 6 kids. Oh my gosh, are they trying to get a reality show? Anyway, so I have 6 kids. We live on about 10 and a half acres of land with chickens and ducks and donkeys and cows, which is not our norm. We're exploring a new way of living. And I spend my days helping students think, dream, and lead at the feet of Jesus through our organization, Student Leadership University. So that's a little bit about me.
Nice. I didn't really think irresponsible when you talked about 6 kids. It was more, oh my gosh, just how, and more how. I've got 2. But,
yeah.
So if I were to multiply that by 3, I just,
hey.
So God bless you.
Whatever you got, your plate's full. Honestly, we have 6, but a year and a half ago, we had 3, George. We adopted 3 kids smack in the middle of the pandemic. And it was something that we had always wanted to do, adopt, but the door just kept shutting in our face. We had no idea why. And then all of a sudden, in May of last year, it became apparent why. And the reason is because we had been trying to adopt a kid. Hmm. And the Lord in his infinite wisdom had a plan all along where there was this sibling group that was going to need a home. And so in 1 month from May to June, we went from 3 kids in the house to 6. And so our family doubled in size. So that's, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's
about the shortest version of that story I could give.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a, that sounds like part two of the podcast. So we'll circle back on that. So what was the motivator for the new book?
Well, 10 Steps to Your Best Life is a book that is very practical, of course, in nature. You can't have a title like that and not be practical. But what I tried to do was take a question that I believe everybody is asking and take it to the teachings of Jesus. And that is, what does it look like to craft, create, imagine, pursue a new paradigm of living as we emerge out of this long, dark winter called COVID-19. And I just simply took that question to the teachings of Jesus. And the more I researched and the more that I wrote, it kind of fell into the category of 10 steps. So it is highly practical, but self-help would probably not be the best phrase. It's really the Savior's help that we're seeking here. And as a Christian, taking that question to the scriptures and spending a year and 14, 16 months researching the answer was probably the most rewarding research project I've done in my 20 plus years of research and writing. So.
Yeah, I certainly imagine. Now, as you think about that, you're thinking, okay, we're going through this crazy time. And I think that you're right. I think that we're all struggling in some form or fashion with everything that's going on. And as we look to the future, it's never going to be the same as it was. It's going to be different. Right. Did you already have a sense of, just because you've been immersed in Christianity and the scripture, how it kind of walked me through that process of here's some of the main areas I think,
yeah, but
then researching.
Well, I knew as a Christian, I knew that this is not the first time that people have faced tragedy, crisis, a storm of uncertainty brewing around them at all times. But and I also knew as a Christian that God has always made a way forward. Now, it may not have been the way we would have. We may have wanted to write the script a little differently at times. But God has always provided a way. The struggle has been that we as human beings get very comfortable with temporary. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I live in Central Florida. So, you know, our state, Florida, is basically a big peninsula of land sticking out into an ocean. And so we've got the Gulf on one side and the Atlantic on the other side. And, you know, the reality is we get quite a few storms. Years ago, there was a series of four storms that hit Central Florida in 6 weeks. So after the first storm, we all do what we do, right? We clean up our yards, we put everything on the curb. The only problem is the next storm blew through and everything we put on the curb became projectiles and destroyed homes and roofs, and we cleaned up again. And by the time four storms had come through, the debris that had been cleaned up caused more damage than the original storms. And so it took us 18 to 24 months to get our city back in order. Every time I would fly into Orlando, it was a sea of blue tarps. And you could tell after about a year and a half, there were some people who got really comfortable living under a blue tarp. Hmm. Well, a blue tarp was never designed to be a permanent solution. It is a temporary solution to a permanent need. And the great fear, as I've gone through this, researched through this, the great fear for me is that I would, or others would, get really comfortable with temporary solutions when there's a better way that God wants us to strive for and to reach for as we emerge out of this pandemic.
What an amazing metaphor that is. Nice. Get too comfortable, or just comfortable living under a blue tarp. Is that a function of just trying to address the symptoms constantly, but not really getting down to the root cause?
I think it's a function of what Leonard Sweet called a dinosaurian philosophy. A dinosaurian philosophy of life, as he articulated it, was that I've got to eat, drink, pleasure myself, and fight. And those are the four rules of a dinosaur. And I think it's the result of just trying to survive. And there's something about our brains, or something about humanity and its fallen nature, where we just want to get by. And I just am very, very grateful to the Lord that he's never presented us a way of living where we just get by. And so I think it goes back to that dinosaurian philosophy of trying to survive rather than soar.
Nice. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And that, you know, I mean, it's talking about Florida, and the storms are going this way, they're going that way. And it's just such a wonderful metaphor for life, because we can have good intentions about what we're going to do today. I don't need to get wiped out by a hurricane, but your kid's sick, or mm-hmm. you get a fire at work, or whatever. And we're constantly sort of responding and living in that dinosaurian sort of framework. So, and it's such a human thing to do. You talked about why it is that's happening. Why does it often take, or what does Jesus think about why it takes me hitting rock bottom to start making changes?
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Well, I don't think that it takes us hitting rock bottom to start making changes. I just think, you know, humanity has an incredible ability to suffer from short-term memory loss. So we tend to not learn from lessons of the past too easily. And so we think that every crisis is unique, and it is in one sense to us. I was in a conversation with a friend the other day whose grandmother survived the Spanish influenza, the pandemic that happened, called the Spanish flu, Spanish influenza, whatever. And you could just tell there was a different demeanor. She was 102 years old. There was a different demeanor about her. She felt like we had been here before. We can get through this. I remember when 9/11 happened, I was speaking in a church, and I had all our World War II veterans stand up who were alive and fought World War II. Attack of Pearl Harbor happened, drew us into that conflict, that great war. And I had all the World War II veterans stand up. Then I had all the kids 11, 12 years and younger stand up. And I was doing this more for the adults, George, than anybody else. But I said, all right, kids, look at all the adults that are standing in this room, these older men and women. I said, they're living proof that we've been here before and we're going to be okay. So I don't think it takes hitting rock bottom if we're willing to remind ourselves. But the beautiful thing about, I think, the grace of God is that Jesus is willing to meet us no matter where we are in the journey. And no matter where we are in the journey, his appeal is still the same. You know, come to me. Those of you who are heavy laden, in other words, you got a lot on your shoulders, come to me. And you're going to find rest. My burden is light, he said. So no matter where we are in the journey, I think that Jesus is going, you don't have to keep going this way. There's a better way. And as a Christian, it is a very comforting and encouraging thought and idea to know that Jesus has a burden that is light and that I can literally put my burdens on his shoulders.
Nice. I appreciate that. So what are you hoping that when somebody picks up the book that they're going to get out of it?
Well, my prayer has all along been that they will have a functioning paradigm for living. I want people to feel after they read this book, 10 Steps to Your Best Life, that they literally can craft a paradigm of living or customize a paradigm of living, I should say, based on the paradigm in the book that is not new with the book. I mean, this paradigm has been around for a long time and has always worked. But that they can customize a paradigm of living that will help them live a contented and full life. That's the hope, yeah.
So tell me, say that differently. Say customize a paradigm for living differently.
Imagine if you had a whiteboard and you could whiteboard your future. You could reimagine what normal looked like. My hope for the book is that people would be able to reimagine their future based on the teachings of Jesus that is a really good formula for living.
Nice. So that could be what my family situation looks like. That could be what my work situation looks like, everything.
Yes, sir. In the book, we identify 10 areas. We start with beginnings. We start with God and our view of God and how we got to create a rhythm of renewal for God. And then we go on this journey, this 10-step journey that ends with contentment. We don't start with contentment. Contentment is kind of you get to that place of contentment in your life when you follow Jesus's paradigm for living. So we're going to start with God. The beginnings are very important. If you don't start in the right place, you end in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with God. We're going to create a rhythm of renewal. And then hopefully we're going to end up in a place where we experience contentment, not as the exception, not as I got to go to a mountaintop and feel the breeze and look out on the landscape before I can feel contented, or sit on the beach or retire or accomplish this at work, or my kids are doing well enough in school and my wife loves me or what. No. Somehow there has to be a way to live happy, to live full of joy, to live with this sense of contentment, even if the storms of life are still swirling around me. That is possible, but it's only possible, I believe, if you follow the Savior's formula.
I like it. This might be sort of an inappropriate or super appropriate question. it's kind of funny.
I work with students, so awkward works really well for me.
Great. What are you most proud of from the book?
Honestly, I am. I've never been asked that question before. Dang, George G. Good. That's a good question, brother. I'm most proud of the book because I believe the book is an ethic for living. On a very personal level, I'm most proud of the book because I went on a journey to figure out how to make life work. I'd taken a massive pay cut because I prayed at the beginning of the pandemic, Lord, help me not have to furlough, which is our new code word for fire, anybody on my staff. And Lord, help us to reimagine our organization so that it can thrive. And so I was really going on a journey to try to figure all this out. How can I lead an organization where I've got to work crazy amount of hours? The future is very uncertain. I'm a nonprofit in a world that's bleeding every which way it can. How in the world can I? And so I went on this journey and I was able to figure this out for myself. So I'm most proud of the fact that I learned something. I was better for it. And I'm most proud of the fact that then I got to turn around and share it with others. So I'd have to say that's what I'm most proud of.
I love it. That makes sense.
Well, Brent, I'm also most proud that it's in its second printing now. So that's also very. Can I say that? Is that terrible to say out loud?
I don't think so. That just means that you're reaching more people, right?
Yes, sir.
Love it. Well, Brent, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
If I had to say one difference-making tip, and I looked on your site, and you've had some incredible interviews, George G. I would say if you wake up with gratitude, if you let the sun hit your skin every day and you're grateful, and you look at the stars every night and you're amazed, then you'll never waste a day.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. Brent, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they pick up a copy of 10 Steps to Your Best Life, Connecting the New Normal to the Ancient Wisdom of Jesus?
It's really this easy. Myname.com, Brent Crowe, BrentCrowe.com. Or they can follow me on social, Brent A. Crowe. It has to be Brent A. Crowe, George, because I didn't get in the social media game until 5 minutes too late. And a middle schooler at an event I was doing took Brent Crowe and just posted about how much I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So it's at Brent A. Crowe.
I love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Brent your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to BrentCrowe.com. That's BrentCrowe. And pick up a copy of 10 Steps to Your Best Life, connecting the new normal to the ancient wisdom of Jesus. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Brent.
Thank you, sir.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.